Hey, it's Deanna and Justin.
All right, liar, here we go. You go first.
Okay, so recently I was making a cake to take to a friend's house, and I found this recipe online. I was really excited to try it. And so I'm halfway through the recipe, and I realize I forgot to throw in the vanilla extract. So I grabbed it from the cabinet, I throw it in, put the cake in the oven. About an hour later, pop it out. It looks beautiful, right? I'm so excited because I'm not a baker. I'm more of a cook.
Cooker.
But I take the cake over. We have a nice meal. We slice it open. We get ready to eat the cake. My husband, Jacob, takes a bite of it, and he goes, "What kind of cake is this?" And I was like, "It's just something, a recipe I found. It's like a, it was like a vanilla cream cake. Nice little icing on top." And I'm like, "Why? What's wrong?" And he goes, "It tastes a little sour. What did you put in it?" And I went through the ingredient list, and he goes, "I don't know. Something doesn't taste right." Well, we got home from that dinner, and I realized I put in Worcestershire sauce because the bottles look identical because the label ripped off.
Last St. Patrick's Day, I went out with my buddy. We went to a brewery. And we just like rushed in, and they're like, "Do you want a beer?" Because it was pretty busy.
Yeah.
I was like, "I'll take the porter." And he said, "I'll also take the porter." I sip the porter. He sips the porter. He goes, "My mouth's going numb." And I went, "Oh, that's because it's peanut butter porter." And he's very allergic to peanut butter.
Oh, gosh.
So I quickly was like, "What do I do?" And I remembered that if you do bitters and soda water, it helps your stomach if you're like have the poops. So I'm like, "Try this." And it worked, and his mouth didn't go numb anymore. Bitters and soda water, and it worked. I will tell you the answer later. Who's lying? I got a compliment yesterday. I think it's a compliment.
You did?
Yeah. So we have a wedding at XTU. It was, so Jeff from the Andy Summer Show is a minister,
right?
Like myself. I mean, fishing online, not a minister, but it's fun to say minister. So a couple sign up. The couple that won had like 500 more votes than everybody else.
Wow.
They got married in the studio. There was food.
Right.
There was a really nice cake. They had their family come, and then Scotty McCreery performed. So I meet Scotty briefly before the performance. One American Idol, season 10.
Yeah.
Pretty big country star. Played last night at the Met. Is playing in Wildwood this summer. And he's like, "I've never done anything like this before," which is shocking because a lot of his songs are first dance songs. Like, mm-hmm. When you write, I always wanted to ask a country star or someone, like, when you wrote this song, did you know it was going to be a first dance song? That's kind of how you make a hit.
Right.
Like, it got a lot. There's a guy who just, Brett Young, just makes first dance songs. Like, every song could
I
be
watched
a first
that
dance
video
song.
Too. Like, how cool was
it's,
that?
It was great. And he can really, there's a reason he wrote American Idol when American Idol was good. So he like, yeah, so that was the, we really didn't like have like a crazy interaction. So then like right after the wedding, he's in the little green room, and Raz, my boss, is standing there, and I walk out and crack a joke to Raz, and I start laughing. And then Scotty starts laughing. He goes, "I don't know what you said, brother, but your laugh makes me laugh."
Aww.
And his guitar player said the same thing. He also said it in the most deepest voice ever, and I just didn't know how to react. So I told another joke. So I just kept going. But I was like, that's pretty cool. He looks like a pro golfer instead of a country star. That's what really threw me off.
Yeah. He doesn't look like a country artist, like, typically.
I was like, I don't know what you said, but your laugh, that makes other people laugh. I went, I'm bottle that up. That was a good little compliment
there.
That's
so nice.
You know what the weird part was is I sent my friends the wedding, and they were like, that's kind of weird. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's a second wedding. Like, they have kids already.
Right.
Also, weddings are expensive. Like, this is cool. It was free. It was free.
They had both been married to other people before.
I believe so. They he had like two or three kids apiece. Like, one of the kids was probably 10 years old. And like the family showed up. But I'm like, I'm watching it from the vestibule, I guess, in the back.
Yeah.
And I went, this is the way to do it. And it was funny because Shannon, who works over there, is currently a maid of honor. She's like, it's just months of just ideas and ideas. She goes, we came up with like four ideas the day before this wedding, and then it all went off without a hitch. And I'm like, I just do it like that. Like, not a free radio station wedding. I mean, just get eloped by a dude that's on a radio
that
station.
Too, but it's kind of brilliant. Like, it's very unique. Not many other people can say that they got married this way.
It was like 4 seconds. Jeff's
They'll
ceremony
never
was 90
forget
seconds.
It.
Yeah. Just do it that way. Like, they didn't have a part. Like, they had. It was. I saw him in the parking lot because they were going to the show that night, and the guy who got married walked out with a cooler, and he's like, "I'm out of Miller Lite." So they were going to get more to go back to the house and just party. And I'm like, that is the way you do it.
That sounds like a great wedding.
When someone brings their own cooler somewhere, the level of respect
you know
that
it's going to be fun
that I have for you. Like my buddy, well, my best friend got married to this guy. She knew forever. And they came over for Christmas, and he rolled up in the truck, and I saw him go in the back to bring the cooler out, and he walked in with a cooler and Miller Lite. I'm like, damn, this dude's cool. That is, you bring your own cooler places? Like, I've seen people bring them to award shows. Like Miranda Lambert brought her own tequila.
Nice.
That's what you have. That's
good for her.
The level of respect I have for you, like, you know what you want.
She seems like the kind of person I would want to hang out with.
I'll tell you off here.
Just like shooting tequila.
All right.
So I had to tell you, I feel like I have to tell you this as a cautionary tale, since you're not like seriously dating anybody that you're considering marrying yet.
No.
I feel like I'm giving you a very good heads up here.
Okay.
Because I am 8 years into my marriage.
Yeah.
And I am just now realizing what I think one of the major keys is to a successful marriage.
Okay.
And
that
it's being one step ahead of the other person.
It's just called being prepared.
I'll tell you how, which you are pretty good at, right? It's like one of your strong points is being prepared.
Well, yeah, it's also called crippling anxiety. I think about every outcome.
Well, you know, turn it into good anxiety.
This is okay. Well, it works though. I'm using my anxiety to my advantage.
Exactly. It does work. And in most cases, I was cleaning up the other night while also trying to make dinner because I had gotten over being sick. I was feeling good. Jacob was home from his work trip and I could, you know, use his help.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to approach this a little bit differently than I normally would. Usually I would just like throw something at him and ask him to do something, but I didn't want to overwhelm.
That's what you usually do?
What?
Like he comes home from a work trip and you're like, you have to clean the whole house.
No, I don't.
That's what it sounded like.
I don't do anything like that. He had been home for a couple days.
Okay. Sounds better.
And things needed to be done. But instead of coming at him and saying, hey, babe, like I need you to do this specifically, I said, let me give him a choice. Right?
Okay.
So I said,
this is amazingly manipulative.
I said, you can either help me cook dinner.
Okay. Not bad.
And then we can both cook and then we can both go and make the bed because the sheets are in the dryer.
Okay. That's one choice.
Right?
Two things, one choice.
Or
okay,
you can go make the bed alone while I cook dinner.
Okay.
And he said, I'll go make the bed. And I said, okay. And he goes, what do you think, I'm nuts? And I said, what are you talking about? Why would I think you're nuts? And he goes, I'm not crazy enough to be in the same kitchen with you while you're cooking.
This is fair.
Especially when you're cooking Italian food. And I went, fair enough. Smart. And then at that point, I realized my husband knows me better than I know myself.
Number one, I love how you turned this into a game like he's 4 years old. It's just like, how? Let me remove his ACL at the same time.
Do you like carrots?
Yeah.
Or clementines?
Also, making the bed not equal as making dinner, though. That's what I was like. Bed's well, like 2 minutes, right?
No, yeah, but it's a bit of a process. Like, you know, our
how many throw pillows do you have?
Our mattress is thick,
okay.
So we have like extra wide sheets.
Okay,
and they're kind of like tough to get around the corner.
Got my double wide sheets.
And then our one cat thinks it's a game.
Okay,
so every time we're making the bed, he jumps up on the bed and then he shoots himself underneath the sheet.
Okay,
and then he plays hide and seek and he like rolls around and he makes a mess of it. So it's not as easy as it sounds. It's kind of a challenge. And I would say it takes a full 7 minutes to make the bed.
Are you now going to institute this high level manipulation for other things?
Probably.
Okay.
It worked.
I this is funny that you brought this up because I have decided that I literally never want to date anybody. Like I just would rather be by myself.
Really?
Oh yeah. I was talking with Shannon from the Annie Summer Show, who's also in the same kind of thing as me, like trying to navigate dating world.
Yeah.
And we both looked at each other and we both went, isn't living by yourself the tightest thing ever? She went, yeah. And I went, it's the best. It is the best. Today on the ride here, you know what I did? I listened to Lynyrd Skynyrd at full volume. I can't be with somebody who doesn't want to listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Not Sweet Home Alabama. Like, Call Me the Breeze and the Ballad of Curtis Lowe at full blast in the car.
I mean, I get it, but you also have your time when you're in the car alone. You're not always in the car together.
Yeah. Maybe it's me with this. I just never want to compromise with things, but I'm just like, I'm good.
I think it's probably just that.
You
don't feel like compromising.
I'm good. But also, my life has been swayed by the new season of Love is Blind.
Oh, God.
Have you watched this?
I haven't started.
Deanna.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not.
Don't spoil it.
Please. Just the last season sucked. It was one of the worst television shows I've ever watched. This season, the casting directors deserve an EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, whatever else I can get. The casting on this show is truly impeccable. It is a chef's kiss. Shine the casting up and put it on your mantle. These people are effing insane. And it's so good. There is one specific couple that I'm talking about. And you will know it day one.
I have seen some spoilers
on
Instagram.
It's the Megan Fox girl.
Yep. I was going to say that.
The Megan. I'm sure she's a great person in real life, but she's the worst person. She might be the worst person I've ever seen on television. It is so bad.
I have seen some videos.
Just wildly insecure and just will not make compromises. And I think here I will give you my rant on the dating world now.
Okay.
People in their heads, probably me, maybe a little bit me, have created the perfect person. The idealistic way of living your life.
That's the first way to set yourself up for failure and disappointment.
And they will not budge on that person.
Yeah, that person doesn't exist.
And this comes to fruition on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And it is like watching the most perfect ballet ever. I mean, it is... I'm obsessed with the show. It's such trash. It is.
I love it.
Hot garbage.
It is, but I love it.
And everybody's watching it. I drop in conversations to people I know have never watched the show before. And they're just like, have you seen the TikToks about it? Have you seen this? I'm like, yeah. Have I seen the TikToks about this? I should be Andy Cohen. They should put me on the show to host. That's it. It's such hot trash. I love it. I watch the show. And at the end of it, which there's the weddings are next week or whatever, I went, I'm good. Like, I can just hang out and be chill. Just live with a dog and go to the bar and be happy. Yeah, because they're such bad people. I'm like, because they're my age and they're going on a dating show because apps and everything has ruined everything.
Yeah.
That's it. And then I started watching videos. It's like, you should go cold approach people in the real world, which does work.
It does.
Me, no. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could do that. Even though I literally talked to hundreds of thousands of people about yesterday on the air, I talked about how I got hit by a car. I don't know if I could do that to a girl in a grocery store.
Well, it's very it's very interesting, actually, now that you mention it. Like, I don't think a lot of people understand that just because you do this for a living means that you can just go do it on a regular basis. Like,
it's no dance monkey dance. No dance monkey dance.
That's not how this works.
I can talk to people. I'm very good at talking to people at a bar.
But you don't create the situation.
No, I let it develop.
Like, you don't initiate the talk. Like, if you ended up going somewhere where there were going to be other people there and you had no other choice but to talk or leave, you would probably talk. And then if it was terrible, then you would leave.
That's why I feel like maybe the singles mixer thing is the way for me to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, probably.
Because then the people are already open to being there.
Yeah.
But this show has just, I'm good. But
you know what?
I love it.
You know what? But maybe you just got to find like that one person who seems to know you on the surface. Because I feel like we kind of wear our personalities on our sleeve, like, obviously we talk about our lives, we talk about ourselves,
turned up to 12,
we talk about our likes and our dislikes. Maybe you should like solicit someone who's listened
to this,
to matchmake.
What do you mean, like a matchmaker?
Like we should look to a listener to hook you up.
Nope, I'm good.
No,
I'm good.
Because there's one particular
People hit me up on Instagram, and I'm like, I'm good.
There's one particular person who has messaged me a couple times recently. His name is Phil. I don't know if you've
No, I know Phil.
Interacted with
Phil
him.
Phil from Instagram. Well, Phil used to call the show.
Phil, he messaged a couple things to me recently, and I was like, wow.
Out of the listening to this, he messaged you. Or he just messaged you separately.
And probably our previous show. Phil knows our aesthetic.
Okay.
He knows our show aesthetic. Yeah. He has got it down to a T. Because he private messaged me. Phil sent me a DM the other day, and he said, you need this.
Okay.
It was a video of a fountain of wine.
Oh, a fountain. I saw a fountain of hot sauce the other day.
You just go, like, put your glass up to it and fill it up. And I was dying. I LOL'd, and he goes, am I right? And I was like, absolutely. This is great. And then he sent me another thing, another video that I sent to you.
Yeah.
And it was a video of ice cream sandwiches being made with donuts.
Which I've seen before, yeah.
In a panini press.
See, I never saw the panini press part.
And I said, Phil, how do you know us so well? And then the last thing he sent me, all in the same, like, few minutes
span.
This
is a lot. He was scrolling. Phil was scrolling.
He sent me a video that I have yet to send to you, but I think you might really like it. You know how people bring their own little chairs to stadiums? It's like the thing that just folds up into two pieces.
And then you
open it, and it's just like a stadium chair with a cushion.
Okay. I feel like I know what you're going to say here, but keep going.
It's got buttons.
Okay.
It has a massager.
Okay.
It heats up.
Okay. There's a lot.
So it's like good for going to see games in the cold weather. He said, Justin needs this. And I
saw one that spins all the way around. That's what I want. That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
That might. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing to the end, but what I saw was like you hit a button and it heats up, and you hit a button and it massages you. And I was like, this guy knows our aesthetic. We are all about like food, drink, and entertainment.
The wine fountain's actually smart because it like aerates the wine.
Yeah. You know,
is that the right term?
Yeah.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, it does.
I don't really know.
Well, that wine has breathed.
Breathed. It is. You open a bottle of wine, it's like, yeah, God, that is. This is my breath wine. My BO wine. This is my ain't brush my teeth cellars.
He was on point.
I'm trying to think of any good DMs I've gotten recently. Nah, nothing good. It's dry. My DMs are dry. But I feel like that's a good way to meet people is you just slide in the DMs. Well, I saw somebody that said, if you see a girl that's cute, don't follow her. Just like a couple pictures and then let her think about it. So I tried it. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is my life now. I'm not in a place to date anybody. I think I might delete all my apps again.
Now you're like
I live at home and don't have a job.
Strategizing on Instagram?
Yeah, I don't have a job. I live at home.
Well, you have a job.
I work weekends. Just, now I'm working Sundays.
It's just not as normal.
Yeah.
It's not as consistent.
I have no weekends. I'd be like, do you want to drink on Monday? Which means I'm probably going to date bartenders, which I'm not upset with. I'm telling you that.
Maybe that might be a good match.
Bartender?
Yeah.
Like crappy hours? Person with like weird hours.
Yeah.
Because it's just not like, you know.
You should like go to the bar on a Monday night and check out who's back there.
But like, do you want to date me or alcoholic? Like that's probably what I give off. I'm not going to lie. It's probably the two things that I
that's
bring
your aesthetic.
To the table. No, unemployed alcoholic likes to drink on Mondays.
Oh my gosh.
I try not to go to the bar on Monday, but I probably will because now it's like my day off.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Like somebody's Monday is someone else's Saturday. So it really doesn't matter.
It's a Hobby Lobby sign. That's it.
We should make stickers.
Somebody's
Monday is someone else's Saturday.
Wow, that's good. That we could probably sell that to bar people.
Yeah. It's just like someone's trash is another man's treasure. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah.
One man's Monday is another man's Saturday.
I like it.
It's true.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll sell any, but we really corner the market on
just a couple
people.
I'm going to make stickers. We have Good Morning Mayonnaise stickers, and we have Be Like a Pickle, Never Stop Working on Yourself. I'm going to make that sticker.
Somebody's Monday is someone else's
Saturday.
I like that. I like the put on a hoodie.
Yeah.
Just give it to bar ladies. That's a way to get in.
That's how.
Give them free merch.
Yeah.
They get enough free merch from Fireball.
But none of it is like good.
It's all crap.
They all have 72 koozies and they use the same three ones. They need a really cool shirt with a fun saying.
I like to drink on Monday. It's my way
Oh, gosh.
My friend just got back from, always flying in today from Disney. They bring their daughter every year for her birthday. And my favorite thing now is calling him a Disney adult. And they were like, and he's like, you went on a Disney cruise. This is the best burn I've had in a while. Like, this one hurts my throat because it's so good. He's like, you went on Disney cruise. I saw you taking pictures of characters, blah, blah, blah. And I went, yeah, you pay to go to Disney? I got paid to go to Disney. I dropped my phone as a mic drop.
That's a mic.
I was like, what good burn? Oh, I've said it three times now because it felt so good.
Well, it's true.
Oh, it gave me chills again. It was such a good burn. Oh, I had a chill down my back. It's so good.
Oh,
I felt bad for him, though. He's like, I have a blister upon a blister. I go, you're just one large callus after going to Disney. Oh. Do you pop blisters when you get them?
Mm-mm.
Are you supposed to pop blisters when you get them?
No, you're not, because they can get infected.
Yeah, but then they get dry, and then you're good.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, I don't.
I get them on my baby toe a lot. What's the worst blister?
Heel.
Heel?
The back of the heel.
Yeah, leather shoes do that. Like, when you get new leather shoes. So I try to just get canvas shoes or whatever.
That's the worst.
Baby toe is mine.
I had a blister on my leg because I was sitting cross-legged on the couch. I was drinking hot tea.
How hard were you sitting?
No, listen. I was drinking hot tea.
Okay.
And my cat has a habit of headbutting me when I have scalding hot liquid in my hands.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And she headbutted me, so I spilled my tea on my leg, and I had a second-degree burn.
I was going to say, yeah. I thought you got a blister from your legs being crossed for so long. Imagine sitting that hard.
I was so sick and so immobile, I was crust on the couch.
Honestly, if you woke up from a nap and you had a blister on your face, that was probably the best nap you ever took.
Ew.
I get on my baby toe, though, is the worst. Because, yeah, like, when you're breaking in shoes.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't have to break in shoes that hard. But I have these leather Vans that I bought, like, 5 years ago that I kind of wear sometimes.
Yeah.
And I get the baby toe blisters. But they look good with this one hat. I want to see if you agree with this. I've discovered on TikTok, speaking of shoes, that if you match like your shoes and your hat, that it completes the outfit. Because it's a sandwich method, they call it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't often wear hats. So.
But if you do, like, what kind of shoes you have on? You have pink shirt on.
Black boots.
Okay. Well, that works, though, because you have pink and black. Like, you're blocked.
Right.
Right.
It's a different rule for me, because if I wear shoes the same color as my shirt.
Too matchy.
No, it's going to make me look, like, short and wide.
Like a slider.
Like my legs are elongated.
Because you have black on.
Because I have all black.
Okay.
From the waist down.
But I have this white hat. I've become a white hat person because I think they look good. I never was. I never was wearing a white person. I bought two white shirts, put a jacket over top. Excellent. But I have their white, blue, and yellow shoes. And I have a white, blue, and yellow hat. And I put it on the other day and I went, I look good.
Fire.
Yeah. It works.
Fire fit.
Fire fits. I'm taking my advice from TikTok fashion now.
Oh, gosh.
In my head now, it works, though. I try and do that. And then whatever you wear in the middle doesn't really matter. It does matter, but, you know.
It does.
I'm not wearing a crop top. But, I mean, I probably could pull it off.
God.
You know, my trailer park aesthetic.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
We're at 23.
I feel like we should wrap this up.
Okay. Oh, stories.
Liar, liar.
Okay. Go first. No, who was lying? Deanna was lying about the
worst assure in the cake.
Yeah, I feel like that happens more often than not.
Probably.
They do look similar.
Although I've never made that mistake. Thank God.
No. Well, does the vanilla? No, because the vanilla you pour, it doesn't have like that little beeper thing on top.
Gluck gluck. The little gluck gluck.
The gluck gluck on top.
The gluck gluck.
That's exactly what the kids call it. The gluck gluck on top. Oh, wait, we can come. I got one more thing. RIP Phillies Dollar Dog Nights. Sorry.
Oh, I know. I heard about that.
And people complained, and they said, you know what? My buddy said it's a good thing because he goes, my hot dogs were frozen. And I said, sometimes it's not about the dogs. It's about the friends you make along the way.
Yeah. Okay.
It's terrible.
Oh, I do have one more thing. I have to give a shout
out. About hot dogs?
No, I have to give a shout out to Vitality Fit Kitchen, who is my meal prep service, because they try like a different kind of overnight oat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they have a hot dog dish now, which would be kind of tight.
It would have been funny, but it's not. They have a different kind of overnight oat, like with every week of menu. And this week was cookies and cream.
And they're helping you build up your oatmeal tolerance.
Hold it. Right? I could eat overnight oats for every single meal if it's as good as this cookies and cream one.
We'll destroy your insides, though. Be warned.
So, Vitality Fit Kitchen, up on our website, DeannaandJustin.com. If you're looking for meal prep service and you live in Bucksco or Montco, they serve most of those areas.
And you can get cookies and cream. Dessert for breakfast, yeah, and breakfast
so
for
good.
Dinner.
They have the best meals, and they're all, like, so good for you and so delicious.
And you can build up your
oatmeal tolerance
with cookies and cream.
Yeah.
That's really what we're getting at here.
All right. Bye, mayonnaise.